I hope that the last 10 days have not been easy for you. I hope that it has not been business as usual for you. The last 10 days must have been very difficult because we've been fighting. We've been fighting against ourselves. We've been fighting against the temptation of the devil. You see, the devil doesn't want for us to grow in prayers. The devil doesn't want for us to give more and be more generous. The devil doesn't want for us to die to self. The devil doesn't want for us to grow in holiness. So in these days of Lent, the devil cranks up his attacks on us. So it must not be easy. A while back, the exorcist from New York came to the Diocese of Orange. He was invited here to give a workshop to the priests. And he was sharing his experience as an exorcist dealing with possessions and demons and all of this. And one of the points he made was that people tend to think that it is evil people or people who don't pray or bad people that are possessed by the devil. But in reality, it is quite random. There is no rhymes or reason of who the devil possesses. And when he was saying this, one of the priests raised his hand and asked the question, how does the devil choose whom to possess? And the exorcist started to respond, and in the middle of his response, he stopped and he said, wait, you are concerned for the victims, aren't you? You are worrying about the people who will get possessed. But you know what? In possession to the devil, it has nothing to do with the victims. It has nothing to do with the humans. It is all about Jesus. That the devil is actually trying to get to Jesus. The humans that the devil possess are just pawns. And so this is where the good news comes in, because if the devil is after Jesus, he's done for. Because Jesus is the one that today in the Gospel of the Transfiguration, we hear how he manifests himself, how his face shone like the sun, and how his clothes became so white that no foliage on earth could have bleached it. And a voice from the heaven of the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. If this is the Jesus that the devil is after, he's done for. And this is precisely why on this second Sunday of Lent, the church wants for us to hear the account of the Transfiguration, because the church assumes that we are in a dogfight. We've been fighting so hard in the last 10, 11 days, and we will have to fight and fight and fight for the rest of Lent. And it's tough. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't eat in and out very often. But on Fridays during Lent, I can smell in and out miles away. Why is that? Doesn't it seem, I mean, to me anyway, that during these days of Lent, the Asian drivers are worse? That they drive even slower in the fast lane? In fact, I think some of you came late to Mass today because of the Asian drivers in front of you. Isn't it true that during this time of Lent, seems that when we go to prayers, we're more tired? Doesn't it seem that the children sound louder and the old people seem more grumpy during these days of Lent? I mean, everything seems harder during Lent as long as we try to do the right things before God. It's hard, and the church knows this. The church knows that it is a dogfight, and we can lose heart. I mean, some of us in the church probably already at the place where you say, you know, I already forgot, and I ate meat last Friday. Lent is over for me. I messed it up already. Some of you is probably saying to yourself, you know, I promised to pray the rosary every day, and I already forgot twice already out of the last 10 days. What good is it anymore? I mean, this is the reality. But the church, in having us listen to the Transfiguration account, is saying to us, get back, persevere. Because the Lord Jesus, the Transfigured One, has already won. Well, for a moment, which we will meditate upon in the next few weeks during Lent, especially during the Holy Week, the Passion of our Lord. For a moment, he seemed to have lost everything, you know, in his suffering, in his death, buried. For just a moment, it seemed that the devil had won. But of course, in the resurrection, the Lord Jesus beat the devil forever. And so this is why the church wants for us to hear the account of the Transfiguration, so that we can get back at it, so that we can persevere. Because it is in the dogfight, it is in the sharing of the sufferings of Jesus that we can share in his resurrection. Of course, for those of us who have life as business as usual, well, you don't have to worry about any of this, because the devil don't care about you. Because you are not making any improvements, you're not going any closer to God. Business as usual, so the devil leaves you alone. I hope that's not the case for any one of us here. And if it has been the case for any one of us here, today is the day to start anew the season of Lent. No business as usual, please. This is the time to pray more, and it's going to be a dogfight. This is the time to give of yourself more, and it's going to be a struggle. This is the time to deny yourself more, and the devil is going to sabotage. But please, don't let these days as business as usual for any one of us. And it is in this dogfight that we are going to share in the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus. And it is in the sharing, the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus that we are going to share in his resurrection. The good news, my brothers and sisters, is that if we persevere, we will be victorious because Jesus has already defeated the devil forever.